All right, this is Mr. Pritchett, and we're here with my fourth period career preparedness class. Say what's up. Right, they're the winners. Okay, today we're doing a little practice StoryCorps interview with my fourth period class. So we gathered together in a circle in the room. These guys have already, or an oval, whatever. They've already prepared some questions for me in this bucket right here. So I'm gonna reach in, pull out a question, and that person will come up here, grab the mic, introduce themselves, tell which grade they're in, and then ask the question. So here we go. Reaching around the bucket, gonna pull out a question. It is from Caitlin. Come on up. Name, grade, and
hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm in ninth grade. Okay, my question for you is, what's the worst part about being a teacher?
All right, thank you, Caitlin. Great question. She said, what is the worst part about being a teacher? I often get, what's the best part? What's the worst part? I would say, this is a cliche answer, but honestly, when I see a student who I know has the capacity to do something really great, and it's just like they're just wasting their time, they're wasting their efforts, they're just wasting. They're just wasting away in class, and that just is really defeating for me. That'd be a tough time. All right, Javon, pick us out a question there, my man. All right. Get us going. Who's it from?
They don't even got the name on here.
All right, we'll throw it down and get another one.
All right.
What made you want to be a teacher?
Ah, I get that one a lot.
Jalea Kelly.
Jalea, come on up and ask your question. Name, grade, and question.
My name is Julia Kelly. I'm in the ninth grade. And what did you do while you're growing up, and why?
Ooh, what did I do while I was growing up? Great question. Anybody sports fans in here? Got any athletes? I know we do. Yeah, a lot of people's hands are raised. I played a lot of sports in school. Growing up, I played baseball, football. Played like community basketball. I didn't ever get a chance to play basketball for the school, but I played sports. Involved in my church and. Went to school like you guys. Pretty well-rounded, well-rounded guy. All right, toss the bucket over here. Let's get somebody else to answer, ask one, or choose one. All right, James, pick us out a card. Why did I say James? I meant Zach. I was looking at James. My bad. Zach, pick us out a card. Who's it by?
David.
David Renteria, come up here. All right, David, introduce yourself, grade, and question.
My name is David Renteria, and I'm in the ninth grade. How do you want to be remembered?
Ooh. So, thank you, David. He said, how do you want to be remembered? So there's this song out. I listen to a lot of Christian music. I think y'all know how I... where I stand on religion and stuff. But there's a Christian group out called Casting Crowns. Anybody ever heard of Casting Crowns? Like, okay, one person. All right, just one person. All right, well, there's this group out. There's a band called Casting Crowns, the Christian band. You've probably heard some of their songs. Yeah, I like Hillsong too. Well, Casting Crowns, I think it is, has this song out. And I'm trying to think of the name of the song. I'm listening to it in my head right now. But basically, the lyrics say something like, I don't want to be remembered. I don't care how they remember me, only Jesus. And basically, the focus is I'm not going to strive my life to try to make a name for myself and try to like make myself known and go down in the history books as the best this or the best that. And it's basically saying, I don't really care if people remember who I am or not. I'm focused on people knowing and remembering who God is and Jesus is. So to be truthful, I really like that song and it spoke to me, David. So I don't really know if I have a care to be remembered or not. But if you are going to remember me, I hope that you remember that I am a Christian and I do live for Christ and that I try to do my very best in everything that I do. So right, let's do one more. One more question, then we're going to wrap up. Maybe I'll pull it out. All right, here we go. Shuffling around. Trayon, I got you. All right, come up here and ask your child, bro. I mean, ask your question. I'm reading the question. It's a child. Name, grade.
Let me see the question. All right, my name is Trayon Scott. I'm in ninth grade. What was your dream career job as a child?
Great question. Y'all are going to laugh at me, but this is 100% truthful. When I was, y'all would probably never hear anybody else say this, dream career as a child. When I was a child, and still am, I was a really big fan of the Christmas movie Home Alone. Anybody like Home Alone in here? Okay, so in the second Home Alone, he actually gets lost in New York City, right? And I remember watching that movie over and over and over as a kid, just being like enthralled with New York City and knowing like I want to go there one day and see the big city and all these buildings and stuff. And so I don't know why, I really have no clue, but ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be a high-rise window washer on like a skyscraper in New York City. I've never been on one before, but I have like been on high heights, and I think I told y'all at the beginning of the year I've been skydiving, so heights don't necessarily scare me. I would certainly make sure that the rig was like, you know, safe or whatever, but I don't know, it's just kind of like what a strange career, you know, window washer. All right, well, we are out of time, unfortunately, but this is closing out. This is my fourth period class. Once again, career preparedness signing off, and let them say bye one more time.
Fourth period.
I hate you.
All right. That's it. All right, so when you're done, you obviously click done.